Golf Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by Travelers. Travelers, it's better under the umbrella. And by Tourism Ireland. Ireland is open and ready to welcome you back. World-class courses, celebrated links, spectacular scenery, rich culture, and the warmest of welcomes await. Now is the time to get back to the things that matter most. Now is the time for Ireland. Press the green button and start planning at ireland.com/golf. Welcome back to Sports Interview with Anne Liguori, and it is my pleasure to welcome Randy Wyatt, the co-founder and CEO of a foundation called SkinView, SKNVUE, a nonprofit that promotes global awareness and early detection of skin cancer. Randy, so good to have you on the show.
Thank you, Anne. Thanks for having me on. I'm excited to tell the story and get people interested in their skin wellness.
Absolutely. It's such an important issue. I've read some stats. 1 in 5 people will develop melanoma by the age of 70. When detected early, survival rate is 99%. And more than 2 people die of skin cancer in the United States every hour. That is some scary, scary statistics.
Yeah, and I'm afraid since the pandemic, you know, people have not gone to see doctors a lot. I'm afraid that number might climb. That's one of many reasons that I started this organization, this nonprofit, so that we can educate people about the importance of early detection, make people aware of things like 2 trips to a tanning bed increase your risk of melanoma by 75%.
Wow.
2 trips, 5 sunburns during your life increase your risk of melanoma by over 50%. I mean, it's just, you know, we need to teach people, all people, because 70% of people don't go see a dermatologist for preventative care, and they really need to. And then SkinView, you know, so we're partnered with a lot of different companies, other nonprofits, to get the word out, you know, sun protection application through clothing, through product, you know, spray on sunscreens, whatever sunscreen. We teach people the right way. We're partnering with dermatologists. Some of the top dermatologists really get what we're doing. It's hard to get in to see a dermatologist, though, for a lot of people. You know, there are many parts here in the U.S., the disparity in numbers, you know, they don't have a dermatologist in a 300-mile radius. So with telemedicine, we're working with a group right now working on an app. This is a leading company. It's called Meta Optima, and they're the global leaders in a platform that hosts the technology dermoscopy. Their platform actually does total body photography. So it's a test that's done as a standard in the rest of the world, but here in the United States, for a couple of different reasons, there's no reimbursement for it here. So that's one of the reasons that it hasn't been widely adopted. It's gaining popularity because it saves lives.
I was reading about this app, Randy, and it's just really, what a breakthrough. It would be for the general population to aid in the prevention and early detection of skin cancer. It's actually designed to stop the global skin cancer epidemic, raising awareness about sun safety and regular skin checkups. So how cool is that? You can have an app on your phone, which will enable anyone to track their skin conditions, capture imagery of spots of concern, and you can share that imaging with your medical team.
Exactly. It's our app is non-diagnostic. So I want to be really clear. Our app is, you can do some skin imaging to kind of, you know, send it. It is set up to do telemedicine. So it's also partnered with Meta Optima's main product called DermEngine, which exists in dermatology offices. But they've got telemedicine, or, you know, telehealth, teledermatology built into their program. Ours connects to that. So there's a streamlined approach to, you know, teledermatology to support our product and to get people to the right care.
Which is so important. As you say, a lot of times you cannot get an appointment with your dermatologist for months. And what if you have, you know, a skin issue that needs to be looked at immediately? The sooner, obviously, early detection is key. So to have an app like this, I would assume, would just help get it to the right people to at least look at it.
It's a stepping stone to the right care. So for that 70% I talked about that don't go see a dermatologist, we're getting it in the hands of people. You know, we're focused on golf, but we're spread out. You know, golf is not the only place we exist. We're getting it out so that people can become educated. You know, there's two sides to the app. There's one that does the imaging and sets up a virtual consult with a qualified dermatologist. But the other side is all kinds of information that teaches people not only what skin cancer is, because most people are aware of skin cancer, but it gives definitions. It gives pictures of what these lesions actually look like. So if somebody says, a mole that's one color, nice smooth borders, all that good stuff is probably nothing to worry about. But if it changes, and that's the one thing I tell people, change is the significant thing that should lead you to get it looked at. Any change. I talk to people all the time that say, oh yeah, I go see my dermatologist. And I ask them a couple of questions. I said, number one, when that dermatologist, when you go to get your annual exam, do they have you disrobe down to your underwear? And do they check behind your ears and in your hairline and in your nail beds? Sadly, you know, half the people I talk to say no. You know, dermatologists, I don't have a good reason as to why that's not done. It's, you know, it has to do with training but it's becoming more prevalent in some of the younger doctors coming out of medical school with their dermatology degree.
So tell me again, where are some of these unusual spots where skin cancer can turn up? I know, you know, if you forget to put sunscreen on your ears and you're out playing golf or doing anything outside all day, that's, you can feel your ears burning up. So
yeah. Yeah. One of our board members, Richard Reynolds, he's helping us out with a lot of grants and fundraising. He had his entire right ear removed. Now it's been rebuilt, but that's exactly it's an example of what can happen. But it can happen on the bottom of your feet. It can happen in your nail beds. It doesn't always look like a mole. 30% of melanomas happen outside of a mole. Sometimes it looks like just a little red bump or a white bump or a black bump, but it changes. And you know, the skin is the largest organ on the human body. Skin cancer is the fastest growing cancer of any other cancer, yet it is the most curable. So we're trying to change that, you know, landscape of how people look at it, what people know about it. It's an easy thing for anybody to do. So that's why
we've been in the healthcare industry for 40 years. So
yes,
tell me how you got into creating this foundation and your personal reasons.
Well, my personal reason, I had a good friend that I've been, he's been a colleague for many, many years. He was trying to get in to see a dermatologist because he thought he had something going on. And it took him almost 6 months to get in to see a dermatologist. It ended up being squamous cell carcinoma and he had it removed. But it's a painful experience to have that removed. I mean, you know, if you can avoid surgery, if you can even avoid a biopsy, like you just mentioned that you had a couple spots just burned off, and that's preventative care that's very effective very early on. And a trained dermatologist can recognize that and, you know, alleviate that going any further than it does. But because you've had it there, that's the spot you need to look at. So anyway, getting back to the story is, you know, I started a for-profit company to begin with that actually uses dermoscopy to do what's called total body photography. It's a baseline study of somebody's skin, and working with a company that builds the platform, Meta Optima builds a platform called DermEngine that puts these total body photography. There's several different poses, but the next time you go back, when you get another one, it recognizes every single spot, whether it's changed or not. It recognizes if there's a new spot that wasn't there in the previous scan. So it's just a great technology that many dermatologists are starting to use. It's used as a standard of care in Australia. The number one incidence of melanoma happens in Australia. They use this technology on everyone. And it's been very, very effective in actually decreasing the mortality rate, where here in the United States, the mortality rate is climbing.
Oh, that's not good to hear.
So urgency for people to know, that's why SkinView's around, to teach people the importance of early detection, to teach them all about what skin cancer is and how they can protect themselves and their loved ones. You know, this interview, I've been doing a few interviews, and I say to everybody, I said, you know, because of this interview, we effectively may save lives. And that's a great thing.
Definitely. So how does one prevent skin cancer, Randy?
So wearing the right product every single day and reapplying that, especially if you're going to spend extended periods of time outdoors, wearing the proper clothing, you know, wearing long sleeves, hats, you know, there's different things that you can do. So I think what you can do is just by being aware and getting your skin checked with a qualified dermatologist that does the right things, that, you know, that does the total body photography, or at least does a total body screening of any spot on your body that you may not see.
And this is where my own personal plug comes in as the global ambassador for IB Cool athleisure wear, IBKUL. This athleisure wear has 50 plus sunscreen properties in the fabric. And I honestly, as I was telling you before, I wear long sleeves. It doesn't matter how hot or humid it is. This fabric is very lightweight, very cooling. It has an ice fill cooling technology, which actually cools your body a couple degrees when you're out in the hot sun. Nice. And I wear pants, long pants. I try not to expose any of my skin to the sun. And as you say, you know, you have to put sunscreen on your ears and really on your hands and fingers and places that you wouldn't really naturally think about, right?
Exactly. You know, and a lot of athletes don't like to wear sunscreen, especially when they have to hold something in their hands. It's a greasy palm for golfers. We work with a company. Can I mention their name?
Yes, please.
Oh yeah. So Jeff Kletter with BU Sunscreen. It's just the B and the U, the two letters. He has developed a product that is a spray on, a very fine mist spray on that is non-oily, no alcohol, PABA free, all the good things, mineral-based product. And that's the thing, you know, if you want to get a good screen, make sure that it's mineral-based. Those are the better products to go for, or the mineral-based products.
And the fact that it's a spray on, I love BU sunscreen, because obviously you, as you say, you don't want to get your hands greasy and wet. Yep. That's why a lot of golfers may not want to apply sunscreen, but you can spray it on. And it gets basically in every spot you need to cover.
Exactly. You don't have to rub it on or anything like that. It actually, some people have a tendency to rub it on because it looks a little shiny, but in 2 to 3 minutes that glean is gone and you're protected. And, you know, it comes in 30 and 50, because really the only difference between 30 SPF and 50 SPF, 30 SPF protects your skin up to 96.7%. Okay. If you go to 50, it protects at 97.8%.
Oh.
So it's really not that, you know, that much more. If you were in 70 or whatever, that's really a waste. You pay more for it. It's kind of like with, you know, vitamins and things like that. You know, you don't take more to get better.
Right.
It's those are
30
two things.
Sunscreen protects your skin
97.6, I believe.
0.6%. Don't quote me on
that.
Okay.
Jeff could tell you it's right in that range. Jeff has it.
So 50, you're saying 50 sunscreen SPF isn't that much, very slightly different than 30.
Very slightly higher protection.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very interesting. Yeah. Well, I know, Randy, you have, you know, a lot of high profile LPGA players on your board, including Nancy Lopez, Dottie Pepper, Julie Inkster, Helen Alfredson, and former LPGA Commissioner Charlie Meacham is on your board as well.
And Andy North, two-time U.S. Andy Open North. Champion winner. Yeah, he's on our board as well. Yeah. And
so how are these people helping you with SkinView? What are they doing to help?
Well, you know, they have a microphone and a platform that I do not have, you know, so all of those people, well, all of them except, I think, Julie. I don't know if Julie's had a skin cancer. I know she goes to see a dermatologist on a regular basis, but Nancy, Dottie, Charlie, and Andy have all had melanoma, and Helen as well. They've all had issues with skin cancer, had spots removed. Charlie's actually had Mohs surgery a couple of times on his head because he always wore a visor, never a full hat. You know, that's the other thing. Lots of golfers like to wear visors. The sun is, you know, people just don't know everything. You know, a cloudy day does not mean you get to skip the sunscreen. You know, the number three city in the United States for melanoma incidence is Portland, Oregon.
Wow.
Because people don't think they need to wear sunscreen, but the UVA and UVB rays that get through, and those are the ones that cause the most damage, they come through the clouds, sometimes with more intensity. You know, it's like in Denver. Denver has high because the altitude and because snow, even during the wintertime, it reflects those rays. You know, all of that stuff is important to know, but it's not something why we always think about when we go out.
You're absolutely right, Randy. I mean, all this education is just priceless. I mean, a lot of people think, oh, if it's not sunny, I'm not getting too much sun and I don't have to worry about sunscreen. But you're absolutely right. Even on rainy, cloudy days, and as you say, particularly and when you're skiing, all that reflection from, you know, the bright snow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you really have to, things that you don't even think about, you really have to be educated about all this to protect your skin.
And that's why we're, you know, spending a great deal of time with youth. Most of the damage that's done that leads to skin cancer, most of it is done before the age of 18 and shows up later. Just like a lot of the things that we do earlier in life, you know, we end up having issues with it later in life. Well, skin cancer is one of those things that we do a lot of damage when we're younger.
You know, we were just so ignorant about the sun years and years and years ago. Mm-hmm. I remember, you know, in my college days, University of South Florida, I did not do this, but, you know, students would be leaning against the table with those reflectors trying to get sun on their face. I'm thinking, that is so weird. Why are you doing that? But, and then as you mentioned, people would go to these tanning booths, and they still do, have no idea how dangerous that is for your skin.
Yeah. Two trips to a tanning booth increase your risk of melanoma by over 75%. And people there's a lot of people that start to get a little embarrassed, like, oh my gosh, you know, that's another reason that Portland, Oregon is number one. That I think they're one of the biggest markets for tanning beds in the U.S. because, you know, people want to be tan. So, you know, being tan, does it look good? Yeah, I guess, but it's, you know, it's just everything about our society, you know, what we say is good isn't necessarily, because I mean, you're a fair skinned person, Anne.
I am.
And, you know, blonde hair, that's the other statistic is our misunderstanding is a lot of people of color think that they're, you know, they're really not that susceptible. We had a young gal that plays for the LPGA, Tiffany Joe. She's actually moved on to teaching now, but she had this spot on top of her head that she just didn't pay attention to until one day a girlfriend was helping her with her hair and said, you need to go get that looked at. She went to a dermatologist. She said, yeah, you know, we'll do a biopsy, but you're darker complected. It's probably nothing. Well, it was melanoma in stage one. So she had it taken care of. She's fine. But, you know,
girlfriend was helping her with her hair that day and actually noticed it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's been stories. There was a story on the wire a couple months back about a fan at a hockey game saw somebody's head, got their attention, said, you need to get that looked at. Remember that? Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great story.
I mean, yeah, these things happen all the time.
That's a sign from the heavens. That is God kind of like interfering and saying, here, I'm going to help you out. Well, I know May is Skin Cancer Awareness Month, Randy. Yes. So what are some of the activities you have planned in May to help educate people about skin cancer?
Well, last year we launched our Skin in the Game campaign. Oh, you know, nice. and that's an ongoing. So, you know, put your skin in the game by telling your story. So we're going to be doing interviews with people who have had melanoma, prominent people like our board members, people on the streets. We've got a couple big events here in Southern California. We're just gearing up. We just officially received our 501c3 a couple months ago. It took the IRS 15 months to get us through that process. So, but you know, now that we're, you know, fully authorized and everything, not that we were worried about that because we knew it was going to happen and that's just part of the process, but we'll be at events in up in Hollywood. There's a couple big events for that. We'll be at Payne Stewart Kids Golf Clinics, teaching kids, young kids, the importance of sun protection. We're launching our program with the Girl Scouts of America so that they can get service patches through fulfilling a few requirements on sun protection so that they can do that. So we're young, but we're passionate about what we're doing. And we're joining with several other nonprofits that concentrate on skin cancer research and awareness. And I know you have a foundation that you work with that is with cancer. We would love to partner with you in any way that we can to get the word out. I can send you some materials electronically. You can, you know, do email blasts to people just to start educating. I would love to become a partner with anybody and everybody. But Anne, thank you for that offer to do that, because we'd love to have you join us in our raising awareness in the month of May and our skin in the game campaign. You could tell your story and because people, you know, people here listen to you. And you've got a microphone and a platform that SkinView does not have. So through our partners, we're going to raise awareness.
Well, absolutely. To educate everybody and raise awareness is so important. Our charity golf tournament this year is Thursday, September 22nd at the Maidstone Club in East Hampton. And our mission is for cancer research. So, you know, everything awesome you're doing here totally fits into our mission of educating people and, you know, about preventing cancer and you know, you just can't do enough. I mean, as you said, I wear a visor and now I'm going to wear a regular baseball cap because I'm fair skinned and, you know, I get sun on the top of my head. And, so even I'm learning more and more as I talk to you, Randy. So I can't thank you enough. And I'm going to see you June 21st at the Met Golf Writers National Awards Dinner at Westchester Country Club. I can't wait for that.
Oh, that'll be great.
Yes. I appreciate you coming on the website. Your website contains a lot of educational information. It's www.sknvue.com. .org. So SkinView, it's SKNVUE.org. And Randy, thank you so much for everything you're doing and continue the good fight, my friend.
Absolutely. Thank you, Anne, for the opportunity. You have a great day, great week, and look forward to seeing you soon.
Randy Wyant, co-founder and CEO of SkinView. Golf Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by Travelers. Travelers, it's better under the umbrella. And by Tourism Ireland. Ireland is open and ready to welcome you back. World-class courses, celebrated links, spectacular scenery, rich culture, and the warmest of welcomes await. Now is the time to get back to the things that matter most. Now is the time for Ireland. Press the green button and start planning at ireland.com/golf.